Okay, everybody, welcome everybody to our February 9th meeting.
6:36.
Call order. Opening prayer is Pastor Womack. Our police, Pastor Womack will lead us in prayer.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Let's bow our heads in prayer.
You haven't been in there eating, huh?
No, we're in talk. Father, we thank you for this day. How you watch over us and lead us and guide us and direct us. Thank you, Father, for those who are here, especially the new sheriff. And Lord, I pray you bless our county, our city, our township, our state, our country. Lord, be with the armed forces that are even on foreign soil. Watch over the men and women as they protect our country. Be with our first responders as they protect our communities. And Father, I pray for the three men up here as they make decisions for this township. And I pray for the Father, each individual who's here tonight. Lord, bless us, give us clarity, and may this meeting be productive, fruitful, but also pleasing unto you, that we would be of one accord in unity. We pray these, please, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Everybody will stand. We'll have the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
John?
Here.
Don?
Here.
Ralph?
Yes.
Thank you, gentlemen.
That's what I'm saying.
That's okay.
Okay.
Motion to suspend the reading of the minutes?
Yeah, we don't. Yeah, let's go ahead. Motion to suspend the reading of the minutes.
Need a second, please?
I'll second.
John?
Yes.
Don?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Motion to approve the last meeting minutes from January 26th.
I didn't have any problem, Ralph. I know you...
No, I'm fine.
I think Jim did.
He already sent them to Connie.
Sent them to Connie.
I remember seeing something about that.
Yeah.
I'm good with that. Make a motion to approve the
minutes. To approve, yeah.
Okay.
I'm good with Jim's corrections there, though.
Okay. Need a second?
I'll second.
John?
Yes.
Don?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Thank you, gentlemen. There you go.
Okay.
Guest speaker.
Everybody, we have a guest speaker tonight, our new sheriff.
Yay!
Danielle Dallas Baldwin. Agreed to come out and speak tonight and answer any questions. I thank you for being here tonight.
Thank you. Appreciate it. I'm the new sheriff, Dallas Baldwin. It's always a pleasure to come out and say, you're the new guest speaker. And I'm like, I thought I was going to come say hi. Anyway, I'm here, and some of my staff is in behind you. We have Chief Earl Smith. If the name rings a bell, his dad was a former sheriff of Franklin County a while back. We have Chief Dave Connolly. Earl is in charge of our support, kind of our tactical SWAT team, all that kind of stuff. Our new community liaison and probate section that we'll be developing later on this year. Chief Connolly is in charge of the administration. The real boss is Chief Barb, my wife back here. I can't seem to get rid of. We have Chief Gilbert back here, as you probably have seen, in charge of patrol in that area.
Jessica.
You probably see, you know all these people. I would have my uniform on. I got stuck in the office tonight trying to change or pack up all my equipment to lay a new carpet tomorrow. So apologize for not having my uniform on like Chief Gilbert, but I tried. I was a half an hour off of my timing. I just want to stop in briefly and say we will be attending meetings on an ongoing basis. I think it's really important to have that connection with the different townships, communities that we serve. In the Sheriff's Office, our mission is to be a service to your township officials, your police department, anything we can do, we're there to support. We're not here to take over. We're not here to do anything like that. It's our job to support all your efforts. And public safety being my number one priority, that's why we want to put plans together and do whatever we can do. Since I took office, it's been very, very busy. We've reorganized. We've added divisions. We've tried to make services function much better together. And part of it, I mentioned earlier, the community liaison section that we're starting. I don't know how, if you're familiar with what Columbus does. They have the same concept they've had for about 25 years. And they have officers, we'll have deputies, that will come out and they will you'll have someone that your township officials, your department, that you'll have like a 24-hour number to call and stay in contact with these deputies. They'll bring information, crime analysis information. They'll be here to kind of be the link between patrol, between any special services you need, between me and the community. And they'll just work with your people. They're there as a resource. They're not here to take over, but if you need somebody to work on a special project or anything, they don't take dispatch runs. They're not tied up. They won't be here for 5 minutes and take off on another run. They'll be here to try to solve whatever issues you might have. And if they need to, they'll go to our other divisions and they'll put a plan together. And it's worked out very, very well in Columbus. I had the privilege of working around that section for 5 years. And I saw how successful it was. And they've gotten rid of every other part of that bureau, but they cannot get rid of that part because they're so well accepted by the different communities. But that will be occurring under Chief Smith later on this year. And that's just one of the things we really want to do. But excited to be here in office. And I've always worked out west. I've always lived around Franklin Township. So I'm no stranger to the area. And I actually just live in Grove City, not very far away. But do you have any questions? Anything you'd like to ask? Okay,
I'll say, about? I've talked to the sheriff a couple times. We've met just short times, and it seems like everything is good. And from what we've discussed a little bit of time, you're going to see a big difference in how the township and the sheriff's office works. And we've just discussed we're going to get together with Chief Smith, our Chief Byron Smith,
yes.
And we're all kind of get together and just talk about how we can improve things going on and let them know where we're at. And you're going to see a big difference the way we work together.
You know, we're a large agency. You know, Columbus is much bigger, and then probably Franklin County is second. Just because we have more people doesn't mean that we're at any higher in caliber or quality of work. The township departments, everybody out here, same training. They all work together very well, and that's kind of my mission. I think we should work very close with all the different agencies and just be there in support. And if we don't work together, we don't get a lot done.
Chief, and also I've mentioned to you before, I go through periodic times that I ride with our officers, and
yes.
I'm very pleased to say that we'll go onto a run, and next thing you know, two cars pull up, and I'm like, wow. And the same thing, and we do the same thing, ditto. We've went on runs, and just where we were 4 years ago to where we are today, as far as attitude and stuff, the officers, it's great. It's been a great working relationship. And with Jessica, she's, I know we've had people here that has taken advantage of some of the offers of courses and things that she's offered through the programs that she does.
Absolutely.
And so, you know, our residents have really, it's almost like an adopted part of the, you know, we look at that. So, you know, there was some stinging about at one time of taking over, but I think people see that as, okay, that was the past and this is forward. So
you hear that a lot. A lot of places, they kind of weigh the difference about having their own police agency versus having the sheriff come in. It isn't free. You know, when you have a contract car come in and you start going that route, you're still in it. You pay for salaries, benefits, car rental, and to start weighing that out, is it really in your best interest when you already have a police department? You know, and when you have your own, service is really pretty good. You know, and I guess as an administrator trying to get contracts and money, you would think I would be talking the other way. But, you know, we have enough, and we're there to support. We're not here to try to take over at all. And anything we can do to help out your officers out there. I spent a total of 38 years with Columbus Police. That's where I did my career. And I've always worked pretty much on the west side. I worked all different shifts out here. I've gone on numerous runs through the years with Franklin Township officers. We've had some good times and bad times. I mean, not a bad time with the officers, but I mean, we've been on bad runs together. And I've seen the benefit from the Columbus side and now the Franklin County side of working together. I will make a comment about Jessica. We're not, when I mentioned the liaison, that's not a replacement for what they do. This is just another tool, another enhancement of that area. It's incredible the amount of work you guys do.
She's always brought a lot of resources and a lot of information to our meetings. We look forward to seeing her at our meetings.
We have found, and from my own observation when I became sheriff, it appeared that we had a lot of good people doing a lot of good work, but they kind of each division kind of went on its own direction, kind of worked independently of the other divisions. That's changed a lot. My desires and the other chiefs is that they work very close together. So if Jessica needed any type of service from any other division, she's free to go get it, and they have to give it to her. You know, they can't pull back and deny, and everybody just wants to work together, and that's really what we're doing. So
that's what we're trying to do also.
Oh, absolutely.
Within here, everybody has to work together.
Absolutely.
When you start working this way, it just doesn't.
You get territorial, and it doesn't do any good. And I've seen that through my career, other agencies that they want to control everything. They don't want to share. And the people that suffer are you, not the agency. You know, it's the public is what we have to worry about and have to service. And under my 4 years or 4 years plus, that's what we're going to do.
And as you know, we've got a police levy on.
Yes.
And we're hoping that that's going to pass. I know from way back, we've been working on this, and I've said that we definitely are going to be able to do this. Just give me some time, and we finally did pass a fire levy. I think the people see the needs. We're only doing a time levy, and we've been working on a jet that looks very positive.
Good.
So we basically have turned this big ocean liner inside, heading out to sea, and you know, we definitely see brighter days ahead, and be able to get our 24/7 coverage back that we definitely
right.
need, and I think that we'll see some good things in the next year.
It's looking really positive. I mean, the times are different now. You know, when you look at things coming out of Washington and everything going on, it's different. You know, I'm not going to say good or bad. I try to stay out of the political area, even though I did run for office. It's necessary to become sheriff is all I can say.
Right.
But I'm not very political.
I just wanted to add something real
yes.
quick. There, Sheriff, I served for 12 years on the Area Commission, Southwest Area Commission, and
yes.
I'm proud to say, or proud to see that you've kind of adopted or implementing the fallen soup of the Columbus era.
Yes.
The one thing we always had was great interaction with the police, and they always had the officers and had a specific liaison for this area and others.
Yes.
And basically that lady had, in recent years, had handled this area and the Hilltop and so forth as well.
Right.
So having said that, she was very in-depth and knew the needs and the problems that in all areas, and therefore she could bring a lot of resources through, information through, and
right.
I'm glad to see that you've adopted that program too. I think that'll be a big help for areas, really.
I appreciate it. I think it will be, and again, they're going to work with the Columbus counterpart. They're not a replacement,
right.
and they won't be separate from that. But yeah, I appreciate it. When I mentioned I did my career in Columbus, we have a very good relationship. I mean, sometimes in the past, the higher levels of Columbus and Franklin County maybe didn't get along too well, but we do get along great. Three of the deputy chiefs in Columbus used to work for me when I was in Columbus, so we do have a good relationship. So I don't see any problems there. Any other?
I have a couple questions.
No, you're fine. You're busy with the board. As you're talking about collaborating all your departments and really getting that family kind of oriented feeling going
yes,
with all the groups.
Definitely.
And again, this is a little bit abstract, but where does your radio room or your people that we call, are they in that mix somewhere? Because sometimes they're not very nice when you get them on the phone.
Radio is we've moved it. It was under Chief Gilbert. But Chief
don't
Gilbert.
Mean to insult your people.
No. Chief Gilbert. And let me back up real quick. When I ran for office, I pulled up the organizational chart, and number one, it didn't make any sense. You had so many units that didn't really function together, assigned together. Now, I came on Columbus in 1978, And Chief Smith back here, we were talking one day, and I mentioned I'd like to see what the sheriff's office looked like in 1978 compared to now. Well, Chief Smith being kind of a pack rat, he had that in his basement. He had all the organizational charts from years ago. In 1978, it looked like it did now, as far as number of divisions, number of chiefs, but it's grown from 200 people to 1,200 people. So it really needed to reorganize. It never did. Part of that, you had radio room pushed under a division that really didn't have the time or the resources to address it. And the same happened to a lot of different areas.
Sure.
So our number one priority, we reorganized. We almost doubled the number of divisions, and we put like functions together. Part of that reorganization was that the radio room went under Chief Smith. When Chief Smith was full-time before, he was a lieutenant for, 7 years in the radio room? So he has vast knowledge. To further complicate radio room, authorized strength of 29, we usually have about 20. We can't keep it staffed. The pay is not where it should be. However, that's a contractual issue. They do their thing. I'd like to raise it, but I can't do that. So you end up trying to hang on to what you've got so you don't fall too far behind in personnel. As a result, you get people that work way too many hours, not enough relief. You do get some people that maybe be short from time to time. Having said that, they now have a lot more contact with the supervision and the administrators because, like Chief Gilbert, frankly, he didn't have time to go up there. And he couldn't, you know, which he should be there, but you can't because he's out on the street working.
Right.
But now that we've doubled our chiefs, we have more divisions, and Chief Smith has the ability to go up there, and he's been up there quite a bit. So we've been talking about how can we get more personnel, how can we get them better equipment. Pay is another issue, but we are looking at it. But it did fall under Chief Smith. Now, my boss back here waving her hand, she is a retired dispatcher from Columbus.
Dispatchers are much nicer. So. I was one for many years.
And she goes up and she talks to them, and it's kind of a passion of hers to go up there and meet
workers.
It's something that needs a lot of attention because I think as time goes on, I think we're going to end up with more and more departments coming on to our dispatching. We had that question yesterday at a township meeting. Do we want to go to a third channel? Right now, it would be really hard to accommodate that with what we've got. But I think we need to make plans for that in the future.
Ma'am, if I could also give you some feedback.
Yes.
There have been complaints specifically related to the Franklin Township incidents, and I've been, Chief Smith and I have worked on a couple issues related to those complaints and investigated them.
Well, I appreciate that because I'm thinking if I'm calling, I'm probably under some sort of stress anyway.
You probably are.
You know, and I need somebody to listen to me, even if they can't always fix it.
Right.
But when you get snippy and snatty and, you know, and practically almost hang up on me, then that call is my first impression of the Sheriff's Department.
Oh, it is. And
okay.
The same when
right.
in Columbus,
you know,
when we dealt with it there.
So until you guys started interacting with the township,
yeah.
I had no regard for the Sheriff's Department.
Yeah.
Now I'm in the Citizens Academy. I'm doing all this crazy stuff with
good.
Yeah. But if I rated it off of your radio room...
I will say, I'm not one to solicit complaints, but if anybody calls and you have a bad experience, you know, talk to their boss. Call in and find out why. I mean, because we don't want somebody acting like that toward the public. You know, number one, it does you no good. It does us no good. And it shouldn't happen.
But how do you get to their boss when you call back in and you say, I need to speak to him?
Oh, you call the complaint line.
Well,
it will get a response.
I mean, I have to find the complaint line.
Well,
yeah, we all those lines are recorded,
right.
And the dispatchers know that, so there's been multiple times where we've taken disciplinary action.
Okay.
Specifically, we've addressed a couple issues just within the last year related to Franklin Township, just so you know.
Because we depend on you guys
for
emergency stuff when our guys aren't there. And so I understand maybe when you're going through and you're thinking the scenario, are our guys able to come? Is it really an emergency? Is it just my neighbor's dog is barking? No, you're not coming.
I can tell you from experience, when I worked in Columbus, I would occasionally have to call for something in the radio room, and I get the same reply. And I'm like, hey, wait a minute, I work here. I'm going to the ministry.
You're like, wait a minute.
But I did have the luxury to actually know where to call immediately and have it taken care of. But, yeah, it is. It's irritating when you get that kind of reply, and you're thinking, they don't know who they're talking to. Number one, they wouldn't talk that way. Right. So we try to keep a quality control on it.
Well, it sounds like you're making some refreshing changes.
We are definitely trying to, yes.
Yeah, and so I commend you for that. I think it's exciting. And I'm really excited to see the collaboration with the township.
Changes don't happen overnight, you know. It will slowly happen.
It's like changing an ocean liner, but it's kind of funny. In police work, you're told change is slow. Don't go too fast. So we came in and we made a lot of changes just like that. Now we're reacting to it. But, you know, we had to do what we had to do. And we don't have, I mean, you don't want to wait 4 years to see change. We need to get it done quickly.
Well, thank you.
So in the Sheriff's Department, is it protocol that you either date or marry a dispatcher? Because I'm seeing that a lot, like Columbus, our own guys. It's like they listen to that voice all day. What's that?
He was 2 and I was 3 when we got together.
Wow, it's amazing. It's amazing in this industry, from what I found, even with our guys, they end up either dating or marrying a dispatcher.
If it's not a dispatcher, it's a nurse. I don't know what the connection is.
Yeah,
right.
Fire
don't like money.
Marry nurses.
Yeah.
Okay. Any other questions from the audience?
Yes, sir.
First of all, I congratulate you on your victory over the prior administration.
Thank you.
Since we had so much problems with the prior one. This is probably about a 4 section I want to go through.
Okay.
Send something off of her.
Okay.
As you know, we're short on police staffing right now. And as a retired officer and a concerned citizen within the neighborhood, we have a lot of problems going on and no patrol going on. We are a taxpayer just like everybody else in the county, paying for 2 police departments, basically getting no service basically at certain hours, when I know for a fact that Prairie Township pays extra for 1.5 vehicles basically, but any given time that you go out through there you can find 4 to 6 cars in the area that are either sitting idle or just doing nothing. Basically, where I'm at in the Rhode Island area, we're about 1/2 mile east of there. There's no reason that those cars are sitting idle out there when they could be patrolling through our neighborhood every now and then when these officers are not on staff. Because that's when we're having everything happen. Because everybody knows, especially the criminals, knows when they're not on duty. Now your dispatchers, back to the dispatchers, they seem to know more than the citizens when they call in with a priority call to not prioritize it and dispatch anybody. And I can give you 3 prime examples that I know of firsthand that there was no response to that was threatening situations that we should have had some kind of response. One being there was gunshots in behind an elderly woman's house at nighttime. She was in the bathroom, scared to come out of the bathroom. The neighbors called. 2 hours later, there was still no response. The next day, the neighbors called again. They said, well, we came out. No, you didn't come out because people waited. I went to the same area which they said they looked. I found 4 or 7 45 caliber shells right where the shooting was. There was no response during that time period. Another one was about a week after we had a homicide, a block away. There was a semi that came in the area, parked in the middle of the road. One gentleman exited the vehicle, went up towards an elderly woman's house. He was yelled at 3 times, what are you doing? He then proceeded to run between the houses. Upon trying to find him, we lost him. The gentleman in the truck had 3 reasons why he was in the area. At that time, a female decided to call 911 to get a cruiser out there. In the meantime, he took the rig and tried to run her over in the driveway, speeding out, running red lights. They were given the information, and they said, quote unquote, call back tomorrow and have township come out and make a report. A suspect on foot, running between houses, one in a vehicle that tried to run somebody over with witnesses, and no response. Sorry, but that's a priority call also. Another one was 4 individuals pull up in a car. They go down an alley and behind houses. Neighbors are watching them go up in the people's yards, looking in garages, ducking and hiding all the way up the entire block. Once again, dispatchers called. They said, okay, well, we'll send somebody out. They should be there in a couple minutes. Now, once again, remember, They're not more than 2 minutes away on the other side of 270. Dispatcher says they'll be there in a minute, hangs up. 12 minutes later, they still haven't gotten there. These people are getting in their car, they're leaving the area. The dispatcher's called back, told this information. The car is followed at a distance where they could tell where they were at. They kept asking, where are they at? Where are you at? They were told several times. The cruiser went the wrong direction, passed them up, was told turn around and come back. They went down Georgesville Road, if you know the west side, to the McDonald's on Georgesville Road, across from the new U-Haul, got in the drive-thru. They were given the plate number, the type of car, the description of all four people in the car. Mind you, there was all kinds of witnesses in the neighborhood that had seen these people. The dispatcher says, well, we have somebody across waiting for them to come out. You can go ahead and leave, but we need probable cause to pull them over. I'm sorry, but the probable cause was you had witnesses that seen these people and told you what they were doing. They needed to be pulled over and found out. They ran the plate number. They said it came back to a retired naval officer. Well, that wasn't a retired naval officer in the car. It was four thugs. Now, whether the car was stolen, nobody knew if the car was stolen, if grandson took the car, whatever. But there was, they didn't, and they come around, they come back in the neighborhood and said, are you sure they were in the drive-thru? Yeah, but we couldn't find them. And this is the stuff, we've been asked to start a neighborhood watch. We've been asked to put eyes on stuff. And every time we do, we call, and we get no response on any priority calls.
When did all this take place?
This was actually before you took office and stuff and everything.
Well, I'm not
within
trying,
the last year.
Yeah, I'm not trying to pass the buck. But
I understand
I
that, but this is the kind of stuff
recent?
That we put up. We need to know for sure that when we get these type of calls, we're going to get a response.
Oh, yeah, it's a reasonable request.
And we also need to know that when they're not on duty, that we have some kind of patrol in the area that is coming in. Now, I understand you're busy.
That was a little tricky, and I'll tell you why. You said you're prior law enforcement.
Right.
I don't know if you were a sheriff or not. You know, by law, I am obligated by law to address calls for service only in the unincorporated areas of the county, period.
Right.
I do not go into incorporated townships, villages, cities, unless it's by contract. Having said that, doesn't mean we're not going to do it. It just means that you talk about a police levy coming on. If I routinely patrol 1/30 or shift hours on an ongoing basis, am I impeding your passage of a police levy, and are you then relying too much on the sheriff's office to do what the township is obligated to do?
Okay.
Those are issues that come up. I'm not giving my side of it. You know,
my question is, you said if the contractor, you're on contract with 1.5 cars in the Lincoln Village Prairie Township area. Okay?
Right.
I just called about today and found out.
Right.
I can tell you figures. Why is there all these other cars, as you say, you're only by law, okay, we're just, this, you know,
I have been there to look at
like they do, and you know, I'm just saying, and that goes on now currently, not in the past, but still currently, okay? And let's say, for instance, this $4.1 million levy don't pass. We need to already look for a resolution in case that don't pass, what's Warren going to do?
You do.
And if it does pass, that only adds two officers. That doesn't solve our problems either. So
we're there.
A resolution also.
You know, we are there for backup for your officers too.
So this is something what I'm saying, though. There needs to be resolutions already put in place for this stuff instead of waiting until.
It does. You don't want to wait and try to play catch up. You want to be ahead of the ball game on that.
Right.
On these responses, you know, I can sit here and theorize. I can tell you what I think happened. I have no idea. You know, I wasn't in office then. I wasn't there.
I understand that, but we need to know, as you know, the citizens in the neighborhood, if this goes on, are we going to be able to count on the sheriff's office anymore? Or are we just basically, as some of the neighbors have said in the neighborhood, we're going to start taking this on and doing our taking care of it ourselves? And what's going to happen? Somebody's going to get hurt and killed. I mean, that's the bottom line.
You know, vigilantism is not.
I know it's not, and it's not.
Yeah.
But that, you know, that's what's getting to the point that the citizens are feeling this way because they're feeling betrayed because they don't have
what neighborhood? Now you mentioned the neighborhood.
The Broadmont area.
Basically
from Volney over to Viotis, and from Harding to Broad.
Right.
I live in the same neighborhood, and I patrol the neighborhood at night. They'll tell you. They'll see me driving around. I'll go up down alleys. I see something, I call the police. I had a shooting that rattled my awning. I called out township. His officers didn't undo nothing. At that point, they told me, well, that's railroad tracks. That's the city. Started to get back in their cars. I said, look, there's an easement back here that's township. Yeah. Either you go out and do your job. I got snobby with them. I'll be honest with you. I said, you either do your job or I'm calling the sheriff's department, and I'm going to ask them to send out some officers that's not lazy and wants to go back here and investigate. I told them that rattled my awning. There's 15 young kids on the front porch next door. The gunshots come from them. There's no doubt in my mind. They didn't even ask them any questions, nothing. I'm telling you, it's within 100 feet of my house. It rattled my awning. It's got to be close to rattle my awning. The shots were within 5 feet of my child's room. Yeah. That's why I was so upset. The officers were not wanting to do nothing. They finally got out. They walked back. Actually, one of them was a Valley View cop to come over to back up.
Yeah, we've had Valley View respond
to back up the township officers. I tried to get the township officers out there during 2 and 5 o'clock so they could write tickets for people speeding up down my street, running the stop sign. The stop signs in my neighborhood, they're non-existent as far as the people know. They blow right through them every day. I live right on the corner. I've got a 4-year-old. My kid's in the street, somebody runs that stop sign. You're bringing a body bag out, hopefully not for my child, but for the person who ran the stop sign, because I'm going to be very upset. Us, as township residents, it's like impossible to get them to do anything. They say, well, we're busy, but yet we'll see two of them sitting here or there. For instance, I was just out to Frisch's on a Wednesday night. Yeah. Three of your cruisers pulling in there at the same time, or, well, township cruisers pulling in there at the same time, get out and go in and eat at the same time. That means there's three officers not on the road at the same time. They should have to alternate shift on far as eating meals, so there's officers out there to take
care of. I can't speak to the township, and I'll tell you, your steakhouse, a while back, I pulled in my wife and I, and there's four cruisers there. And right away, I'm kind of irritated. One was a patrol. The other three cruisers were not patrol cruisers. So they really weren't off the street. So I'm always a little careful. We have a number of cars out there any one time, but they're not all necessarily a street patrol car.
Right.
So you're not really pulling people away from patrol duties at that time. That's just one example. Now, they may have been. I don't know.
They were all three marked cars. Mark
yeah, I can't speak to that.
I'm just saying.
And it happens every night, too.
On these responses, and it's just like I was talking about the radio room, you know, I'm in office now. You know, when you don't think you get the proper response, you're having an issue, call. You know, I can't do anything after the fact.
Right.
You know, if I come here and you say, this happened 2 weeks ago or 30 days ago, there's nothing I can do except find out if somebody did violate some policy and write them up. That doesn't really do much for you on a response at the time. If we know immediately, you know, first thing I'm going to do is call Chief Gilbert and say, why isn't that car out there doing a proper response? Right. He's going to find out and take care of it.
It's like I was going to say, when you've seen three township cars, did you contact anybody? Because you didn't contact.
That's why I'm here tonight.
If you contacted one of us or the chief, we'd make sure this doesn't happen again.
That's why I'm sitting here tonight.
Well, yeah, but right now, I can always, and from Columbus, I fielded. You've driven by and seen a lot of Columbus cars.
Well, there's a lot of difference between Columbus and township because there's several Columbus,
but our rule,
but we've only got a few townships.
But our rule is no more than two cars together, and we'd see five together a lot of times. And if I waited 30 days to ask, why are you, five of your cars here? Well, I get all kind of answers.
We have
a meeting here. But if I find out immediately, I know whether they're telling me the truth or not. So it's important to call immediately.
Right. Well, it's like, really important. Like he said, you got them officers that sat there on their side of 270. There's times you can go out there, and there before I'm sitting, boom, boom, boom. Just sitting in the parking lot somewhere doing absolutely nothing. Should be patrolling.
Well,
I will say, for even those people.
It's true, but I will say it's hard to drive 8 hours when nothing's going on.
Well, I understand that.
It's very, very hard. I guarantee if you've ever driven by Broad and Central back 10 years ago, you saw the old three cruisers sitting there for a long time. That's me. I could have been in my office hiding, but I was out close where I'm a minute away from response. So, I mean, there are sometimes legitimate reasons, not very often. I mean, you see four cars together, we all know that they're probably taking a break and loafing.
Right.
But sometimes there are legitimate reasons. We'll never know if you don't call immediately.
Okay.
So.
Well, the thing is, if they are just, you know, shooting, you know, crap out there, you know,
5 minutes
is okay. Drive-throughs in our area until we get something resolved. I mean, because like I said, we got all this stuff going on, and we can't seem to get the dispatch.
Just a routine driving through.
Yeah, routine drive through, and just kind of looking, make sure, you know, just appearance, you know, as deterrent.
Right.
You know that. So if the criminals are out there and they see it, they're like, oh, well, you know, maybe we shouldn't. Just the other day, during the daytime, I hear we had a house broken into on Coolidge, and they took everything. Took guns, money, everything.
Oh, they
the officers, and my understanding from the gentleman who owns the house, the officers came out and evening, they didn't even bother calling the detective bureau to have any fingerprints done. And the detective calls and says, well, was there any fingerprints? And they says, well, the officer came out and said, there wasn't none of the fingerprint. Well, anytime you break windows and stuff, there might be some fingerprints, and you need to probably come out and take a look and let the owner show you what could be fingerprinted and not fingerprinted, just not blow it off. This is the kind of stuff we got going on that needs to be resolved. I mean, he's got to, you know, talk to his officers, get some of this stuff resolved. And in the meantime, like I said, we need the support of you guys until this kind of stuff is resolved. And if we don't pass the levy, then we need to know what we're going to do at that point.
All the issues need, don't bottle them up, you know, and wait for a meeting to...
Well, we had nobody to go to. That's why I personally requested you back 4 weeks ago to have you in here so that I could bring this to your attention.
And appreciate it.
So, like I said, it starts with the dispatch, knowing what a priority call is and what a non-priority call is, so that they are getting the officers out to us, so that when things like this are occurring, we don't have to worry about, is something going to happen, because we don't have anybody responding.
Sir, if I could just, the thing I'll say is you're very descriptive tonight with what happened. But I don't know if that's as descriptive as what information was given to the dispatcher.
Oh, I know it is because I was kind of like in on a couple of the calls.
Oh, so you called?
Yeah.
Okay.
I called and
I've also called.
I know how descriptive the calls were.
Catching some of this too? Those crime stats you plan on start doing?
Yeah, not so much. We're talking about, I mean, I want to talk about priority runs. A lot of times people will call in and... In Columbus, and Jim can say this, gun runs. You want a car there, you see something going on real quick. And a lot of times we would get a call, guy's got a gun because, you know, the cops show up where the guns are. That actually slows your response. And I'm not telling you if a gun's involved, don't call. But what happens is, by safety, you need to wait. You need to get cars together. In the city, your cars are 30 seconds, minute apart. In the county, you might be 20 minutes apart before you get together and then come in. Mm-hmm. So when you have a high priority runs aren't necessarily a very quick response sometimes.
But when you're told when somebody almost is ran over by a semi.
Well, I'm just talking about priority runs in general.
They almost come out and get a body bag for that individual because I almost shot the individual that night.
But these are all
There was a person in the driveway on the phone with the back turned, and the semi was almost ready to run him over.
Give us a chance.
These are all things in the past.
I understand that, but I'm trying to make sure we have something set up here so that we feel safe and know what's going on for the future.
Right, and that's what we're trying to do. And I can say, you know, I've had people say, if I never see a police car, I never see a sheriff's car go by. Well, they don't set up on front porch for 24 hours.
Well, let me tell you
because
something.
Wait a minute. Let me finish. Let me finish.
Okay.
And then I'll let you talk.
Don't tell me what I don't know.
Let me talk. I can set, if you don't set at your front porch for 24 hours, you will never see a car. When I'm out driving during the day, I see our police cruisers and sheriff cruisers all over the street. And as soon as you leave that front porch to go into the kitchen to get a drink, a car can drive by and then you come back and say, I never seen a car all day. I'm just giving you an example that I see cars out here all the time driving around. They are out there. You may not see them because you're in your house someplace.
We have a whole neighborhood that's outside, okay? Him, me, her, and all kinds of other people in that neighborhood. There's somebody out there almost 24/7, and they all verified. Everybody's looking at everybody going, no, we haven't seen anybody. How many times have you seen me going outside and riding on a dishwasher? Have you drove through there?
I haven't seen you drive out. I drive through Broad Lawn fairly often.
Well, then you probably would see me.
Let me back up. The only time we're going to know if that car is free to respond is if you call. Because what you say, 100% true. You sit there all day, you don't see a car. They may have been tied up all day.
Well, absolutely.
So, I mean, we don't know unless you call and give us a chance to look into it. If we stand here and we start getting arguing back and forth, and we get defensive. It does no good.
Well, this is where
we don't have a clue.
This is why the department is because of the trustees up here anyway. They haven't. They didn't budget right in the past, and that's why we're here today.
No, that's not true.
This is all.
Go back to Tim Guyton and everything.
Well, there was the problem.
You know, so
this is all for us, for our standpoint. This is all new, and trust me, it's new within the sheriff's office too. There, a lot of guys are looking at me like, "Oh my gosh, here comes this guy from Columbus." We've instituted changes that some are comfortable with, some aren't, but it's what I'm used to, and I believe very much in serving our public. But we do it equitably. I can't, I can't be there an unfair amount of time when I have responsibilities elsewhere. So
I go back to one thing. When you talk about...
We're wanting something.
We're certainly going to
When you talk about being budgeted, it was true, the past administration. But if you also remember, the past administration refused to hire two of the deputies that we have on the street right now. There's two trustees sitting here right now. We're the only ones that fought to hire the two that are on duty. Am I right, Chief?
Yes.
The other one said no. So if you find out that there's going to be a big change, just give us a chance, give the chief a chance.
I'd like to get away from politics on that.
Right.
Well, I'd love to
with
you.
If you give all of us a chance to turn stuff around, we get a levy passed, you're going to see some changes.
Yeah. What I'd just like to interject real quickly here, the one thing that I know, I served 12 years on that area commission, and I do know this, that from the time, going way back, when they started implementing the in this case, the city police, the liaisons to come out and visit with the area commission, civic center, groups, things of that nature, and it kind of got, in a way, neighborhoods involved, and I commend you guys for trying to look out for your neighborhood. And I know that Chief Smith there had, he and I have talked considerably. I'm a real advocate of block watch groups. I think we, you know, need to get together and, you know, formulate a little program there.
Well,
how we're going to do
it. Somebody was going to do it, but we haven't seen anything.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Well, I'm most willing to meet with you anytime, and if you ever have a problem of not having an officer or anything, please give me a call, and I'm sure that Chief Smith wants to hear about it as well.
We are going to work with Chief Smith.
And I think this program that the Sheriff's Department is trying to get implemented now is going to absolutely do nothing but help.
Yep.
It will help.
Well, what's the difference?
I can just make a quick comment, and then we're going to get going so you guys can...
Right.
Well, I got a quick question for...
Well, let me make my statement real quick. The relationship right now the Sheriff's Office has with the township is probably the best it's been in probably 10 years because of the direction that Chief Smith has taken the office and working taking his chief's office and working with the trustees. And I'll tell you, a lot of the things that you guys are talking about, obviously, we're cognizant of the issues and the concerns you have. But we've got to get this police levy passed because it's the right thing for the citizens. It's the right thing for his men and women that are overworked and the services they provide you guys in the township. So we'll be there as a support role, continue to be a support role for the township. But this levy is very important for the safety of not only Franklin Township, but the surrounding communities as well. It's one of the things you guys, I think you're failing to realize, is the cars that are assigned here, they have other responsibilities. They may leave from Franklin Township to go down to Oak Hills Trailer Park and Pleasant Township for a domestic, and then they got to leave from there to go out onto Broad Street for a hold-up alarm, or a shoplifter that's being fought with at Home Depot, even though it's in Prairie Township, and yes, we have a car there. That doesn't stop crime from being committed related to just a one contract car or one and a half car like you're talking
about. If they make an arrest, you less than 4 hours.
Well, I just want to convey that the relationship is better today than we were 3 years ago, 4 years ago, amongst the sheriff's office and the township. And a lot of that's because of the direction of the chief.
Yeah.
And we want to continue to work that way, and we want to get on, so you guys can get on with your agenda. Yeah. If you have a question specific to the sheriff's office.
If you guys come out and you happen to write tickets in township, do you guys still get part of that funding or money for the tickets?
That's all. Yeah, that all goes to the county.
The sheriff's office gets no funding whatsoever.
Yeah, we don't get
I mean, the money will go back to the county or whatever.
It goes somewhere, but we don't get that back to the sheriff's office.
I mean, they're wanting this levy to pass. when we have so many problems not seeing officers, or taking three of them, taking lunch at the same time, that's not going to pass your levy.
Are you talking township?
Yes.
Or Franklin County?
Well, I'm talking township, man, because I talked to Zach Scott before about the problem, about the people running that stop sign. Harding Drive is like, there's a Mexican church at the end of my street. Before they closed off the one end for them parking, they would be 60 miles an hour to get to church. And I'd drive down there and say, hey, look, this is 25.
Trust me, you're one of about 500 neighborhoods with the same issue.
Right.
These guys for 2 years.
I'm not trying to belittle it, but that is so common. It's just, they're everywhere.
I've talked to Don about that, talked to him about the people running the stop sign. I mean, and their thing, they don't really have the resources to have an undercover cop to go up there and watch that speedway at 3605 3605 West Broad. But if you could have an undercover sit at the auto zone, sit at the one thing, there's heroin being sold out of that neighborhood. Yes. And it's coming out from behind Speedway. If you guys sit there, you can watch them walk up, purchase it, and drive off, or they'll go down the alley and come back.
These issues are something where I think the liaison concept might be able to, because it gives you somebody to instantly talk with and work with, and they can come back and talk to your chief and our people. And
so at what point are you going to implement that?
But you will never have enough police officers to be every place at the same time when an accident happens.
I work with the commissioners to phase it in this year. We're writing the policies now. Chief Smith, we're putting a lieutenant in place to start writing the SOPs. We have to identify office space. We have to get cars and equipment. Talk to the commissioners. We did an entire presentation back in the summer. They want us to phase it in this year, so it's in progress. We're working with Commissioner Grady and Brown and Boyce.
If you guys want to pass that information on about Speedway to Jessica before she leaves tonight, we'll have our SIU take
a look at that. Yeah, I mean, they're
taking
her every day.
They're taking
I mean, you see
any potential cars you can give us, an exact house, anything like that.
When you say call you, call you who?
You yourself?
Sheriff's office. If you call
Jessica?
My office, I'll get it to the right place.
Well, it'd be great if you guys could take the information now and just, you know,
give it to Jessica,
we'll get it. 3605 West Broad.
Thank
you for coming. It was nice meeting you. Good luck.
Gentlemen, we can sit here and talk about this all night. We need to move on.
Thank you
for coming.
Be careful and be safe out there.
Thank you. We'll get together and talk later.
I just had one quick comment. You were saying, you know, what if this levy doesn't pass? One of the things that we've done, working with the union, when I became a trustee, I was amazed at the power of unions and what we can and can't do. I know Don and I both, and it was before Ralph's time. I don't want to cut Ralph out, but Ralph's just been new. We've talked, even with Chief Smith, we were able to convince the union to allow us to have the part-time officers that we have, because we're trying to take a budget of a certain number and be able to cover a certain amount. By being able to hire part-time ones, we don't have to pay their benefits and things of that nature. So it was a way that we could get more cars on the street than what we would do if we didn't, if the union said no, we would have to hire them full-time. There's no way we could have the two people for the price of one. I can tell you that I've been out with the officers. I don't like to hear three officers eating together at the same time. But if we don't know something about that, there's nothing that we can do. I mean, I'm glad that you brought that to our attention. The other thing that I wanted to mention is we do so much with what we've got. I even know Robin's area. We have a house tomorrow we're tearing down that was a drug house. We worked that house I know Robin was probably happy to see the drugs get out there, because in the morning, I wasn't aware of it, but it was like going to Tim Hortons to get coffee. They were lined up to get their drugs at one particular house. And we have a couple other houses that we're trying to work on. And you're right, there are so much going on that we're trying to utilize a skeleton crew to go everywhere. I'm hoping that the levy would pass. If the levy wouldn't pass, we're hoping that the union will continue to allow us to have the part-time people that we need to do the coverage that we've got. If we don't, I don't have any real good answers, because
as you heard the chief say, it's very expensive to even contract with him. It wasn't as it was presented to us prior to where we were saying, hey, let's switch over and you would have two cars all the time. I can tell you from going out, you go from run to run to run to run. And two, you're always allowed to be able to come in and set up a time and do a ride-along so you can see for yourself what these officers go through on a daily basis. So I just wanted to kind of give you a perspective from what I've seen being out there with the guys. And I'll spend a whole shift with them maybe three times in 1 week. And especially when they were working some drug houses and issues that has come up. And it's very difficult because you could be working a drug house and get a gun run call or something that everyone has to leave. And it makes it very difficult, and it is very difficult when you don't have the staffing that you need. So for the levy that's coming up, it's only going to be a time levy. We are looking at other ways. Chief has been doing different grants. I don't know if you can speak on any of those, but we had, with this new administration, we've had more grants than we've never really did that many grants. Each department has really been out trying to find different grants and things that we can get from federal that will help cover. Just like the fire department had 12 guys that they were able to hire under a SAFER grant. Something similar to that we're working out with the police department. But those things take time, and I know it didn't happen overnight, and I know that that's not the answer that we want to hear. I just want you to be assured that we're definitely working on this and trying to move this forward to where it's not like what you see. And again, I don't like to hear that three guys are tied up eating lunch when one of them could, you know, I mean, if the criminals know that there's three cop cars and someone needs to text somebody going, well, they're all three here eating, the gate's open, go do what you got to do.
And this was, they were all the way out in Rose City when I seen the
person. Like I say, we're trying to change the township, and we just need people to realize this and give us time.
Why wasn't these grants worked on prior to? I mean, we've seen this coming. I mean, I think it's been discussed for how long this situation, these grants have been being worked on prior to now. So we're already behind the eight ball.
I agree.
Trying to get caught up and past it.
Right. But
and if you don't get something resolved between now and May and that doesn't pass, then we're even farther behind.
Right. Exactly.
Grants are usually only offered at certain periods of the time. And sometimes you qualify, sometimes you don't. You've put months into to this grant writing and then find out you're not qualified because of
all different types of things. Would have passed the home rule would have been very beneficial to us because it puts us in a different classification, which would open us up to different types of grants that we could supply.
That's right.
So by it being going down, now we'll put it again on November and try to educate people saying, this costs you nothing. It only benefits your township.
And they click.
So it, you know, but some people don't understand. They might think it gives too much power to trustees.
It doesn't give us any power.
The only thing it does is allows, we can't make new laws. We can't do anything any different than we do. It just gives us a different title, which now, if you're not in a certain title, you can't apply for this grant or you're not able to do this.
Yep.
So in order to grow forward, just like Prairie did, Prairie is home rule. And that opened up the doors to a lot of many opportunities that they're thriving on.
We need to move on. Just real quickly here, so you don't get misled about grants. Grants typically are not used for operating.
There's
some grants like for purchasing equipment.
Well, there was one grant that you guys didn't even try to go after, which I don't understand.
Which
when
one?
You all come through our neighborhood, they tore up our streets, they drove their heavy equipment down our streets, tore up people's driveways, tore up the roads on both sides of the road, not just
you
one.
You want to handle that, Jim?
But I heard you guys didn't even try to get a grant to replace the other half of the street.
Mr. Price, may I explain something to you, sir?
Yeah.
At that time, you have no idea the four meetings that I sat in with Mr. Cook. I took Mr. Cook to one with me. I fought, like you would not believe, with the city of Columbus to get the other lane paved all the way through there.
Right, but I understand.
Wait a minute. Grant-wise, yes, I did. I've got the paperwork upstairs. I'll be more than happy to show you that it got denied. So don't say that I didn't do it.
Okay.
I didn't try to do it.
We heard.
Let me finish.
Grapevine.
Grapevine is here and over there. Yeah. If you need to see it, I'll be more than happy to show you.
But I fought tooth and nail with the city of Columbus and lost that. It got to the final point to where on the fourth meeting, I finally told the people of the city of Columbus that we were dealing with the city of Columbus Division of Water, it's now time to go above you and above me. And that's when I took Trustee Cook and we went down to the city of Columbus. So no, you're incorrect. I just wanted to explain that to you. It was tried for us, so please understand.
Right. Okay. You can see where they're tracks.
Okay, we need to move on.
I knew that.
Okay.
I knew that.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind talking to you further. But not now.
We need to consider, no, I have this my first meeting.
Okay. Well, give the township a chance to change this. This last year, we come up with 28 things at the last meeting, or the beginning of last year to change, and we have implemented most of them. We're tearing down three houses right now. There's 28 on the list to be tore down. We're taking junk cars out of the township, which Byron, Chief Smith can talk to you about. We're taking care of trash. We're taking care of many things in this township that did not happen before, and we're working. Just give us a chance, because we work for the residents.
And there's two more questions.
Let's pass this off till we get to it.
Okay.
We need the right resolutions.
Let's go ahead.
We're done.
Let's go when we get to the end.
We got to stay within our.
Let's go with that.
I just got one more question.
No. Well, we have questions at the end of the meeting.
End of the meeting. Okay.
Okay, but
we need to do the resolutions.
I just want to know what you guys are doing about trying to collect the taxes from the casino still. If they would give us our money.
Oh, my God. That's not on the agenda.
That's been going on for 5 years. There's nothing I can do about that.
It was all negotiated.
There's a contract. There's nothing we can do about it.
We're talking about millions of dollars, though. If we get that millions of dollars, we don't have no problems.
No, you cannot get that money. It's in a contract. It was negotiated.
Terribly, evidently, because we're not getting no money out of it. You guys gave up a multi-million-dollar piece of property.
We didn't give up anything. They took it from us, the city of Columbus.
We're going to move on. John?
Okay. Resolutions. Resolution 17057, be it resolved by the Board of Trustees, Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board approves payroll in the amount of $113,827.11 and bills in the amount of $74,205.57 for a grand total of $188,032.63 from check number 42123 to check number 42230.
I need a second, please. John?
Yes.
Don?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Make a motion to pass resolution 17058. I think we're going to pass on that one. That's
okay.
The one you said we didn't need a resolution
because
it's an oncoming bill.
It's a monthly bill.
It's a monthly bill. So, make a motion to pass resolution 17058. Let's just back all these up one.
Yeah, that's fine.
That way we won't be behind one.
That's fine.
So we're going to change 159 to 058.
Okay.
To capital towing, pay $192,2300 to move to fire truck up to Wisconsin.
I'll second that.
John?
Yes.
Don?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Make a motion to pass resolution 17059. This is paying Ohio CAT.
$8,103.43.
I'll second that.
John?
Yes.
Don?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Make a motion to pass resolution 17060. This is letting Melissa contact Dawson.
Okay. For the new secretary.
I'll second.
Thank you, John. John?
Yes.
Don?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Make a motion pass resolution 17061.
Advance.
This is transferring.
An advance.
Advance.
$100,000.
$100,000 from the general fund.
To the fire fund.
And that will be paid back probably
as soon as they get
month,
their draw, yes.
When they get the transfer. Back on the taxes.
I need a second, please.
That is an advance.
It's an advance. They have to pay that. Yeah. As soon as they get their, as soon as we get our first property draw, the 1st of March, then they'll pay back.
Well, basically what I want to do is make sure it's entered in the minutes as an advance.
Yes, sir. It states right here, advance.
Okay. Right, I'm just saying here it's printed out.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Don?
Yes.
Thank you, gentlemen.
And we will be discussing those on our budget meeting comes to make sure everything gets paid back. On board with everything. Okay, Fire Chief Welsh is not here tonight. This is our second meeting of the month. Chiefs don't have to necessarily be here, but Assistant Chief Adams has decided to be here in his place. Do you have anything tonight?
To make it quick, everybody wants to go home. Last month, January, Franklin Township Fire took 897 runs. We also had 11 first-in working fires. Obviously, you guys know we had the thrift store fire. We had the fatal fire across the street. We also had the tanker fire up in Dublin, which we're getting our cost recovery from right now. Those are just some of the big ones. Also, I want to let you know, obviously, we saw the bill for $8,000 on Joint 93. We just got the estimate for Medic 193 day, and it's we're at $9,800 to get the engine repaired on Medic 193. So that's up there getting fixed.
Medic 193 is what now?
$9,000. It's going to be just shy of 10 grand.
For what, the engine?
The engine pretty much is falling apart.
Okay, that's what we had the resolution there for?
No, that was from
that's another one that's going to be coming, he said.
And then the medic, the extra medic we run out of just got $2,200 worth work done too because we had in service at fell apart.
Okay.
So everything's out of service.
Okay.
Yeah, I hate putting $9,000 into an old piece of equipment versus a new one, so you know where I'm at with that.
We just voted on the medic.
We're running.
We
got equipment out the door.
Yeah, that was repair on an engine. This now he's got a medic now.
He said he just got the amount over the phone, so they'll be sending it to us.
Linen into plastic bags.
Uh huh.
Just for my own benefit, being stupid. How did that occur? So I don't do the same thing.
Well, they were using some. The guesstimate is just some bags from like the dollar store, like some like a cheaper brand type trash bag, and taking the clothes directly from the hot dryer, and like literally just put them in the bags, not foam or anything, just put them right in the bags, and they sat there, and they gnawed the bags, and ended up catching some of the fabric softener sheets on fire also.
So, wow.
It was just an absolute horrible.
Because
it's something we've all done.
Yeah, I know. I'm taking my stuff out of the dryer and put it in a bag. I'm like, how did that actually annoy the plastic bag?
The main part of that story, which I brought up at the last trustee meeting, is there was a fatal fire because somebody was already out of the house and then went back in the house to grab some belongings. And then he succumbed to the smoke and then dove out of the window. So our best training we can say for fire prevention-wise is if you get out of your house, stay out. That's our job to go in there and get your stuff. So.
Right, I was just trying to prevent one.
Yeah, it was just one of those horrible...
How that an actual spark.
Just a bad accident. Okay,
I'm So the new medic, the other medic you got a bill now for another engine for what, 9,000 to 8,000 or something? 9,000?
Almost 10,000, he said.
Engine 193 was the $8,000 here for the engine. Right. Medic 193, the station down here, we're just shy of $10,000. We got word today. The extra medic, our oldest medic, it had $2,300 worth. Medic 192, the last truck we bought, it's good. It's running.
Okay. It's a brand new one.
Yeah.
Right. So it's under bumper warranty, too.
So.
Any word on the 192 engine?
We did get some good news on that. It's much less than we expected on a quote. So far, for the frame rails being bent, we are somewhere between $30,000. Insurance just called us. We're still waiting on the price for the cab overhaul, how it got twisted. But we were a little overzealous in our guesstimate, the way we looked at it. Well, that's why we're glad we went up to Pierce.
You're right.
Professionals looked at it and said, easy, we can fix this. You know, so we're at $30,000 so far. It's probably still going to go up significantly, but it's not going to be the $150,000 to $200,000 range where Chief Welsh and I were freaking out about.
Okay, well, when you turn that bill in, John was talking earlier about that, you're going to turn in for the door and everything will be all on the same insurance.
Everything, like the towing, everything will be covered by insurance.
That's why I told John earlier,
I saw the check.
Would already be turned
in. Yes, the tow bill, the door frame, everything will go under the one claim for the insurance company. It doesn't change our deductible or anything.
$1,000 deductible.
Correct, it's all going to be $1,000. Right.
Okay. So the manufacturer has already had a chance to look at the vehicle?
They have had a chance to look at just the frame rail so far. Yeah. We have not got a quote on that. The back section needs replaced. But like I said, we're about $30,000 just to straighten out the frame rails right now. Right. And that's to take the caps off and place them back on the frame rail.
Well, that's more reasonable than I would have thought.
Yeah, okay. We're not there yet, so.
Okay, ain't that yet?
That's all I have, thank you.
I want to say thank you to you firemen and the police officers as well. You got good police officers on your force, and you guys just don't want to work. But the firemen, we had a fire a couple of years ago. You guys over there on Harding Drive, you guys come over. We was telling you things were valuable. You guys took your time.
Yeah.
Me and my mom fight for your love all the time.
Helps out a lot. We appreciate
the police officers, I want to fight for them. But it makes it kind of hard when you can't get no kind of response.
But if you
I just want to thank you guys.
You don't
appreciate it. They're doing their best.
Well, I know. They've only got limited resources, but, you know.
We appreciate your support.
The trucks start falling apart.
Absolutely.
Okay, any other questions on the fire department?
Go
ahead.
I'd like to make a suggestion here. I think... we need a meeting with the fire departments pretty soon.
Okay.
Like a special meeting or something. I want to take a good look at how we're standing financially, how everything...
Well, we're going to be doing that on our budget meeting.
Okay.
Which is next week.
Yeah. We could do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, finances.
Yeah.
I think it's the next Wednesday, the 19th or something like that, the 12th.
Is that open as well to the public, or is that just going to be a public?
Yeah,
the public. But the public isn't...
No questions.
No questions, because... It just gets so complicated. So, no other questions for fire department, road department, Jim Stevens.
Go, Jim.
The only two things I had are just an update on tearing down the house. I've got the house on Dover, dead end, is down and in dumpsters and gone. Right now we're just working on bringing in the backfill, and we'll be cleaning up that property. We may have to wait till it dries up a little bit because the dirt we're getting right now is wet. Tomorrow we will be down at Plainview, starting on the house down on Plainview. I've already mobilized the dumpsters. I got to go tomorrow, take the track hoe over. We're working pretty good on that.
How many days you figure on that one? Two, three?
That one's probably going to be about maybe a 3 or 4 day, probably about a 3 day project. It went a little bit easier. The other house is already burnt down, and I'd already pushed it into a big pile, so it made it easier.
Okay.
This one I get to start from scratch.
Okay, and then you're going to move right straight up to the other house.
Then we'll move on up to the house at the end of Plainview and Plank. We've already been doing a lot of preliminary work, removing trees and everything up where it's going to be in our way. That one is a cleanup from a burned out house. We have that house with the foundation and a garage and behind it that's standing that has to come down.
Right.
The next two are probably going to be a little bit longer than just a couple of days.
We decided to leave the garage at this house he's going to work on tomorrow.
No. The garage at the house I just left on Dover is the one we decided
to leave. Right, because this one doesn't have one. The reason we decided to leave that garage, Jim called me on it, we went up and looked at it. Originally, we were thinking about, tear everything down, but we've got to think about this. We condemned the house. We did not condemn the garage. The garage is in good shape. It's structurally good.
It's fairly new.
And it comes kind of under that ruling that Jim talked about here the last time, that if he damages somebody's property otherwise, he would have to pay for it.
Right. And is that a block garage? Or
you would have to pay for it.
Yeah, yeah. Right. So it's kind of what we decided. It's a wood frame. It's got a new garage door on it. But it is structurally good shape. It can be secured. We're going to make sure nobody comes in there and starts living in it. Right. So it can be secured.
Right.
So I think, and the property still belongs to the owner. It doesn't belong to anyone else.
I can secure the man door so it cannot be opened up where people can get in.
Does it have a regular up and down?
Yeah, but it's got a new door.
Brand new four-panel garage door on it. So, it's actually padlocked on the inside.
So I think the best thing to do at that time
was to leave it because
I don't want to...
No. Now the other one up in Plainview, that
garage will come down on Plainview because somebody can get in there and live in there. There's no garage door on it. There's been drugs in and out of it, so we're going to just tear it.
Were you able to locate all the septic?
Yes, we've got the septic systems taken care of. The one up at the end of Plainview and Plank is an actual aeration system.
Mm-hmm.
That one's going to be a little bit different because you don't actually have your tank and whatnot. So,
but they're all,
Melissa's got everything already taken care of.
Okay, good.
Your road crew's good, too. just to let you guys know. They do a great job, and they go out and work their ass off.
And Melissa worked and still work on about 25 hours more, she says, so...
Yeah, it's a work in progress.
So anything else?
The only other thing I have is, as the three of you know, that Tom Cheshire did get hurt last week.
Yeah.
Very lucky man, almost snapped his leg in half. I would like to request, because now we do have a workers' comp claim in that, but the number that we can convert to 24-hour sick time that he already had to use, since we now have a claim number back, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
So we need to make a resolution to that?
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. You need a resolution to be able to convert that back.
Okay, and we'll make that in resolution 17062.
Okay.
And that uses up all our resolutions.
Is it on you guys, Jim, for like people that quit paying their trash?
Yeah. Jim, I need to know something.
Yes.
To convert, how many hours total?
He had 23.75. We used up 23.75 sick hours through pay period yesterday.
And that'll go to injury time.
Injury time. And now going forward, he goes in. They found out he has the same issue that I've got, torn MCL, torn meniscus, so
okay.
He's got a surgery coming up also sometime.
Because of what happened to his leg?
Well, he's very lucky he didn't have it snapped in half.
I'll need a second, please.
A second.
Thank you.
He didn't want to win for surgery.
More than likely, but right now it's a workers' comp situation where they're going to have to do the approval for the MRI, but his is... Physically, the doctors physically realize what was going on.
Okay. Anything that we can do on light duty?
I've got him doing light duty work.
To help our BWC claim?
Correct. Yeah.
Okay.
There's plenty, but yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
John?
Yes.
Don?
Yeah. And
Ralph?
If it's
thank
not
you,
for something for you, maybe there's something you can help over at the firehouse.
We've got plenty of things. I mean, our backlog is... big. Listen,
Well, I'm just saying, if you run out, maybe you can help the chief at the firehouse or one of these others.
Sure.
Some
I can keep
there.
You busy for quite
maybe
some
we
time.
Maybe we can paint a building or something. We've got cleanup in the buildings or something that can work on.
Too.
That helps the BWC claim. We'll be on the list.
Other than that, that's all I've got right now. Oh, and I did check in on the signs for the
park.
I'm waiting to get the prices on those now. I've already went ahead and I've got a design, but I'm going to get the board's approval on how you want them done.
Okay.
And then I'm reaching out to Prairie Township and using their stencils for the handicap. We don't have the stencils for painting them blue.
Okay.
So to help keep our costs down, because we wouldn't really need them that much, I'm borrowing.
We haven't made that resolution yet, I don't think.
They're talking about over at North Franklin.
That should be fairly inexpensive anyway.
The stencil is $74 for the stencil.
Yeah. But we need to make the make a resolution for that.
Yeah, I don't think. I'll wait until I get the signs
and
everything.
And then we'll need
no.
Them
up.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Mr. Price, no.
I'm good. Oh, okay. I'm good. Anything else?
No, I'm done.
Any questions for the road department?
Yeah, are they the ones responsible for picking up trash when people quit paying their trash bill?
It's already been taken care of on down the road from you. That was actually taken care of yesterday, and yes, what we do is...
I didn't drive by it today, so I didn't...
We have it through Hospital 50, and everybody needs to understand that there's a timing involved in that. It's not like we can just go out and tell somebody, hey, get trash shit in front of your house, pick it up. I send them a certified letter. They have a certain amount of time to abide by that. If they haven't abided by it within that certain amount of time, we post it, let them know. They get an extra 7 days, and then we go get it. Now, unfortunately, in this situation, there's two different houses sit side by side. I know exactly what you're talking about.
A couple apart, but yeah.
And right there on Harding. Unfortunately, you have a resident up there that has a whole bunch of trash sitting in the bed of their truck.
Yep.
Can't do a thing about that. It's sitting in somebody's property. I can't do anything about that other than turn that one into the Board of Health. The other house sitting beside it, which is an abandoned house, and you can look on your way home this evening, you'll see it's gone.
It's gone.
That trash was all hauled out of here yesterday. and we did do what we told, what we said we would do by sending a certified letter, right. And they didn't abide by it, and we did our job. As you're asking, do we take care of that? Yes, we do.
Yeah, that one house, they actually got somebody living back in it now.
And all work that he does by picking up that trash, there is, he has manpower, equipment, then that is put on, assessed onto property taxes.
But when we all had to go to one trash bill, started out as if you didn't pay your bill, they'd still pick up the trash, and it would get put on your taxes, and that went away really quick. That's why we're dealing with the gentleman down the street that's throwing all the trash in the back of his pickup truck, and the rats are starting to get bad back in.
I've had a meeting with local waste, and I talked to them and had a long conversation. They were in agreement, and then they came in here before the rest of the board, and then they changed their mind where they would continue to start picking up everybody's trash. We would put an assessment on their taxes. We would have a separate line item. When we would receive any of those, we would pay them. And then they said, no, they're not interested.
We're not going to talk trash.
The police department now.
Okay. Any other questions on the road department? Robin.
Just like Jamie, you might find this helpful too. And to save Melissa some time, I had talked to her about a couple of houses that had some issues, like on their property, like you guys can't help them with their trash. And Melissa sent me a link to the county health department.
Absolutely.
And it's absolutely outstanding. Like, you can upload a photo. Like,
and they just sorted that.
It's the best thing ever. I'm like photo sassy now. And I just photo it all.
Better than Swiss cheese.
Yeah, and I'll do the stuff next to the trash in the neighbor's yard. But no, if it's on private property, and it's like the neighbor with the truck, go back, take a picture of the truck. You know, you go online, this link, you put in the address, you upload that picture, you tell them what's wrong with it, and you hit click. You're done. Mm-hmm. And it goes straight to the health department.
And
you don't have to bother Jim. You know, we don't have to bother Melissa.
It's not bothering me. It's part
of I don't mean it in a bad way. But you can't do anything about a private property.
Well, in that situation, the gentleman where the trash was in the truck, it actually was sitting outside of the truck. And he received a certified letter from me and got one step ahead of me and raised the tarp in the bed of his truck and just put the trash up in the bed of the truck and put the tarp
on. Oh, that was his trash. It was like, I ran over. I kept throwing up in the other neighbor's yard.
But that's all
okay.
I can
well,
do.
Well, you got to do what you got
to
do.
Okay, moving on. No other questions?
Please department.
Chief Smith.
Thank you. All right, first I have the yearly stats for 2016.
Your audience is believing you.
All right, we took 516 accident reports. They wrote 1,485 citations, issued 411 traffic warnings. We took 1,098 incident reports, had a total of 8,481 calls for service. They also made 3,323 pickup runs, which is also going to be your traffic stops. They drove over 84,000 miles. We had 609 court cases, only two officers called in, impounded 451 cars. Out of that, 283 were released, and 123 were junked.
Okay.
So.
Chief, can I have it? Make sure you give me a copy, please.
anything
Thank
else?
You.
Yes.
Anything else?
Yes.
What?
As far as the block watch, they haven't come forward yet. We can't make them do it, but I will nominate you to head it up.
So, he's good at it.
As soon as we're done, we'll chat.
Jamie can be the assistant.
That's right.
Yeah.
We are revising a lot of our policies, which are 20 plus years old. So, as far as the three cars eating lunch at the same time,
and what area is that?
Will be addressed.
Thank you.
But you could have called me. Everybody has my phone number.
Right.
I don't have it, but I wanted to come into the meeting to address it because you guys are trying to fight for. You're loving.
Well, absolutely.
If you got three officers sitting in a parking lot, it kind of backs you up while we're doing that.
I'd say that'd be pretty rare. Right, we rarely have three.
One taking lunch, we don't have the other three. One out. I mean, we shouldn't have
any. We rarely have three.
What's that gentleman saying?
Well, it's at the edge of our township. They can't eat there.
Tim Chaney.
But I agree with the numbers.
I think they can eat there, but I'm saying, with our situation being shorthanded, I think we should only have one being able to take lunch like that, and the other one still available.
Right.
There shouldn't be tying two cars up.
Even, I do agree, but even...
They take calls even if they're eating.
Even if they're eating, they have to respond to calls.
Well, that's true, but...
So, but I do agree, but they're not off the clock.
I understand they're not off the clock. I mean, you're on the clock. I mean, they had the cars running in the back of the parking lot. And they're inside, and the cars were running. You can't get out and get your car started in 20 seconds, there's no reason to have the car running.
Well, the problem is, if you shut the car off, the computer shuts down.
Well, but I think it
looks bad. It is an issue, but there's nothing we can do,
sir,
because of computers.
Were you going to say on the block watch too?
I drive around.
Instead of allowing two at the same location like that, taking lunch, we need to wait until this is all resolved.
Well, even when it's resolved, it'll be addressed.
Okay. I mean, one is sufficient. Okay.
Well, it's going to be addressed. He'll take care of it.
Because Saturday night, he said Wednesday, there was three. Saturday night, there was two at the same location he's talking about in Grove City.
Well,
So, one of my neighbors was there.
Any other questions for the police chief?
I just have a question, and you know, I've lived my whole life, and I've never had to deal with the police until about a month ago. And all of this stuff that you guys are talking about, I have not encountered any of that within the last month.
Ma'am, can I have your name, please, for the records?
Janet. Last name is Ward, W-A-R-D.
I've lived in the same house for 46 years.
But
all of this stuff that everybody's talking about, I mean, I don't see it in my little neighborhood, but any time that I called them within the last month, they've been there like instantaneous, whether it be township or whether it be sheriffs or whoever. So I'm really appreciative of whatever they're doing, because they're doing it right for me.
Thank you.
And making me feel a little safer.
Not the bottom of this.
Well, I don't know. I mean, you know the situation that was at my neighborhood. As I was told to leave. But, I mean, it's very scary, in my opinion, of what happened. And now I know something else is going on. So
It's
even going to be worse when I go back out.
it's a real challenge being as short as he is with officers. I mean,
but it is. But, I mean, they've been, I mean, I called just within the last week, and I think somebody was there within 10 minutes. I mean, not even 10 minutes. I'm going to say 5 minutes.
That's great.
And so, I mean, I don't know why they wouldn't be in other people's neighborhoods.
Within 45 minutes on the one gunshot fire call.
Okay, thank you.
But anyway, I just want to appreciate all of the help.
Thank you.
Okay.
Jessica.
Don't.
We have Jessica from the sheriff's department.
Don't get overweight.
You have anything?
Well, I did write down the address and things like that, and actually Chief Smith said that our undercover has been notified of that also. I will send out another email to them also. But keep in mind, especially with undercover things, it takes time. And it's frustrating for us too. We understand, because we talk to you guys and you're like, well, why is it happening?
Because it's undercover.
It takes time.
Well, it does.
It takes too long.
For me personally, I have celebrated 9 years this year off of crack cocaine. I know undercover can watch a vehicle and watch drugs be delivered to them. When they go down the road, y'all can pull them over.
We both want to build a case, and they just have to sort out. I don't know what they have going on. But we'll let them know.
But as far as Chief goes, I know you're underman. I appreciate the things that you guys do for us. If you guys would just come out to Harding Drive, sit there in between 2 and 5 o'clock, write a few tickets. Our neighborhood's small. Robin and Tim will tell you. If you guys write a few tickets, you probably won't have to come back for a year or so. Word to get out. It'll spread like wildfire. Hey, you run the stop sign, you speed up Harding Drive and Coolidge and Florence. The bus drivers probably do 35, 40 miles an hour when you're dropping kids off in our neighborhood.
All right.
The Southwest City Schools.
Okay, well, we've explained this several times to her, so she understands what you're talking about.
Well, I was just letting you know, if they get a few tickets out, the neighborhood's small, they'll stop.
Any other questions for the Sheriff's Department?
To kind of give you a better understanding of how those community liaison officers, their role is going to be at CLO. We don't know when they're coming there. But as you guys probably know, my job is to be in the schools. So like tomorrow, I won't even go in the office because I'll be in an elementary school one day. And we teach all of our other programs. So we're pulled in a lot of different directions, whereas the CLOs, those new community liaison officers, this is their primary function. So they will come to the township meetings, help you guys with your block watches, Robin, and you apparently know too.
Yes.
So, host town meetings, things like that. So they're going to be able to devote more time also entering in those bonds and get you resources that you need. We are really excited to have the new sheriff. We're already seeing changes, and we're excited about that. So we are pretty optimistic that things are going to continue to just get better.
Your sheriff seems like a nice gentleman.
He does.
When I approached Zach Scott, he called these two guys up here jackasses, is literally what he told me. He said, he was talking about Tim Guyton. He was on this high pedestal, and he says the other two jackasses won't get it. Now, I like these guys. I like John. Dealt with John. Don showed up at my house when the fire, we had the fire at my house. I was shocked that the sheriff would say that about anybody in any kind of official spot.
Yeah,
and it just blew my mind.
No,
it was Sheriff Zach Scott said that.
Oh, Zach Scott.
Yeah. The past sheriff was trying to take over the police department. He sat here and told us that if we didn't contract with the sheriff, he would send out a letter to every resident in this township telling them that we was putting their life in jeopardy.
Yep.
If that's past,
I'm glad to see a new sheriff come in.
Sheriff Baldwin wants to make a lot of changes, and actually the restructuring of the sheriff office, it does make a lot of sense. So one of the reasons he did it, so like the community liaison officers, they're going to have a more streamlined access to SIU or those other units that we might want to do saturation or something like that, just so we're not... There's not all this miscommunication and things like that. So we're optimistic for our future. We're all really excited.
Okay.
We are too.
Okay.
We're hoping to get some change.
For anything else, Jessica, do you have anything else for us?
I don't.
Okay.
John, do you have anything?
The only thing, a lot of you know, I've been working on a sewer project as far as trying to, I finally got my records request in. It was everything but what I asked for, so we're still continuing to want to see their grants and why they feel that a $3,800 tap fee is sufficient when this was paid for with grant and stimulus money, so you're double dipping. I've yet to get the stuff that they sent me, kept me busy for a week going through, but it was nothing pertaining to what we asked for, so I'm continuing to work on that. That's all I've got.
Okay. Insurance. We have an officer or an employee that saved up their bills, like their secondary, that didn't get paid, and they turned it in on us for 2 years. I've talked to insurance, and there's in writing that it's in the employee pack that's only 1 year. So I think we need to make a decision if that's all we're going to do. It's in, employee pack.
Yep.
That's the one that you were talking about, right. Back 2 years.
I think we need to make a decision that. I make a motion that we would only go for one year.
That's what it's in writing.
Because it is in the employee pack.
Yeah.
And it is in other insurance writings.
Right, and you do an annual renewal anyway,
right.
So whatever's there that year has got
to
be.
I'll make a motion that we're only going to authorize the 1 year of it.
Yeah.
I will call them up tomorrow.
You can 1 year.
It is in the employee pack. Secondary. Look for
payments.
Right.
Seconded by John. John?
Yes.
Don?
Yes.
And Ralph?
Yes.
Thank you, sir.
There's a... I've been going to the meetings out here on the 270 and Broad Street interchange. I meant to bring pictures of that today, but they're getting down to the final part of it. And they'll probably be sending you some bills before long. Remember, we authorized $2,000,
right.
I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you'll be getting a bill for like maybe a couple $100 at a time. It depends on how they do it. But what they're doing is splitting this up percentage-wise between the casino, Haydasy, us, Prairie Township, and the county. And the percentages, whatever they are I think 6% of this amount.
And I'll highlight them for the board when they come through.
And you'll be getting a bill for that.
Okay.
And but the other thing is we're getting down to the end of it to where the cost can be anyways from $800,000 to $500,000 to do that. And that the $800,000 is going to include a Prairie Township sign, the Franklin Township sign. You know, talking about removing that and other things that cut the cost. We're trying to get it down towards $500,000. But this is with a lot of design, a lot of plannings, maybe some lighting under the bridge and some artificial stuff around. And Prairie Township is hoping to put, they're talking about putting $100,000 to it. I just want to put it to the board. Does the board want to put anything towards the beautification when they get ready to start? They're going to have a fundraising that they're going to have to be contacting businesses and just wherever they can come up with the money. I know that Tracy Hedemaker talked to, said he was going to put to his board $100,000. I'm not putting a figure because we can't afford anyways near that.
Yeah, we need a police department.
Just think the board, if they want to think it over. I think they think they want to put anything at all towards
it. I'd say think it over.
They can do something towards it. I wouldn't expect anything near that.
Right.
And a very minimal amount to do it.
Yeah.
But I think they're going to kind of ask before too long the businesses and so forth who wants to put any money into this, and that's when they'll have a final figure of what the cost is going to be. And I'll hope to remember to bring the pictures the next time, because we'll have it more final the next time the pictures draft of what it's going to look like.
I'd like to table that till after our budget meeting.
Right, that's what I'm saying. I just want to put it in everybody's mind to think about now, and after the budget meeting or during the budget meeting, we can think about it, look at the pictures, and decide, well, maybe we don't want to put anything towards it.
Right.
You know, we don't have the money, we don't have the money.
Yeah. One of the things that I think that we need to keep in mind is even though we put $2,000 to help, we're a neighbor.
Right.
Other places know that it's good justice to be able to help out with something than just to say, pass the offering plate, I don't have anything because I don't want to put a nickel in. But
well, that's why we put the $2,000.
Right, right. And I think that we can do that. One of the things that I'm anxious to see, hopefully the levy will pass and our jet gets in, then we can then have funds to do more. But if we commit something small, it just shows that we're trying.
Right. So like say after we get things done, after our budget, the next few weeks we'll have some final drawings, some final figures, and then we'll know what we're going to do. So I thought I'd just pass it up a little bit.
Well, I appreciate that, and I would like to look after it. Or a budget meeting. But having said all that, if in fact we are able to get this JED worked out,
right?
You know, the area is going to be having a lot of money anyway between Prairie and us.
Right.
And you know, I don't want to bet on the come and tie any of our general money up.
I agree.
Not that I'm saying that. You know, we might make a token contribution. I think we should probably do that. But
yeah, like I say, let's think about it and talk about it.
Okay.
Budget meeting. I'll try to remember.
Exactly. Thank you.
Sure. Yeah.
Now, what Trustee Cook's talking about, I've actually sat in on a couple of these meetings, and there is a lot of behind-the-scenes fundraising being done. And a lot more partners than just Prairie, Franklin, the county. There's a lot of different people, entities that are involved in this.
What, individuals and businesses as well?
Yes.
And the city of Columbus is contributing money.
And they're doing everything they can to get the cost down.
Right.
And even in the meetings we sat in, when I've sat in in your place, they're finding ways to cut that. The pictures that Don is describing or alluding to, it would just be it'll be a huge, if you think about it, that area where Westland Mall sits right now, you go out on the west side of 270 Bridge, it's nice.
Oh, I know.
You
know,
you come over on the east side of 270 Bridge, it's not.
Yep.
So what it is now, and the $2,000 that the township put up, you know, we have something that we talk about, they all know our situation.
Exactly.
So they welcomed and comforted that even at $2,000.
I'm sure they did. And it's got our name on the contribution list and
absolutely.
Everything.
Absolutely. And it shows, like with the JED, what it does, even when you're working with the JED in that area, right. Now you can say we're working with
right.
a group of people to do our part. So, you know, it's just something when Don shows you these pictures, I just wanted to say that there's a lot of things.
Right.
happening to help get those prices down, but it's a great project.
And that's just like on the design, you know, they had like a preliminary design, they put it out to the world to a point, and they had a lot of people submit architects and stuff, and they come back, and you know, you got beautiful, nice, fancy things, but they said, well, we ended up going with what they call neighborhood design here in Columbus, Ohio, and it's right. pretty much a non-profit organization to design it. So that cut down, that probably cut down on the design by $500,000.
Every bit of it.
So they are, you know, in cutting down on the basics, and like I say, we've talked about doing away with the township signs. Yep. That does away with some money, so.
We'll get to when this all started, originally, we were supposed to go from the freeway to Wilson Road with all of the improvement down through there. On Broad, and then Prairie picked up and went from the freeway to Rome Hilliard Road. We stopped at Haydassee Pontiac.
It's not done yet.
It's not done.
Are we
it's
have any plans yet. To go yes. from Haydassee to Wilson anymore?
They are, but they aren't going to go as elaborate as what they did before because the township won't sign an agreement to maintain all that. We don't have the money. We're not going to use your tax dollars to go out there and put trees and flowers
and
all that fancy stuff when we got people laid off.
Are you guys still cutting
so
the grass?
So we decided not to sign any agreement, so you may not see as elaborate an area as it goes down from Haydassee down to...
It'd be nice just to keep the potholes up.
Right.
Yeah, we got bad potholes.
Jim explained to them whose road that belongs to.
That will be worked on. That's all state of Ohio. Franklin Township has nothing involved in that.
I understand that, but,
that.
You know, and that's... Yeah.
Right. So, well, we got a couple of it's right here in the history you're probably talking about that's actually on...
That's the only other thing I got.
Sir, Secretary?
The carpet. I want to bring up... We talked about the carpet a while ago. We got a bunch of runs in this carpet, and we can do it under warranty, and we've been talking about this for the last, I think maybe we're talking 2.5 to 3 years now. They've been waiting until they could get a good carpet in at a good price. I left 2 samples in there. I may have some other colors that will be available later. As soon as I know if we have other colors, I will bring them in. But I just need to know at this point if you want to do this. It is under warranty. We spent between $3,000 and $4,000, I think, for this carpet. What they want to do now is so that we don't have the runs. You see a big run up the seam over there.
Right, here's one.
A big run up there, or the run in the chief's room. This was not the best carpet that we put down because money-wise we was trying to... We had to do something because we had to run over here that people was tripping and falling on. I think you fell or was it somebody?
Larry so, did the big
thing. Yeah, Larry fell there and hurt his wrist, so we had to get the carpet fixed. We done what we thought we could at the time, but we had some runs in this, and they will come out here and put the carpet down. You can pick one sample up and show it, Chief, if you would. This looks like it's either 18. That's probably 18 inches or 24 by 24. It's going to come in squares. It'll be glued down. And if we have one bad square, we can pull it up and put a new one in. It's a better carpet than what we have now. They got it at a supply at a good price. The only thing is, it's going to cost us between $1,200 and $1,300. To replace this, because when they replace this, they need to have glue, and that's going to cost the glue and the labor is mainly what he's charging for.
So we're updating, upgrading.
So we're upgrading to a better carpet. It'll be in squares, so if one goes bad, we can tear it out. It shouldn't run because this is not the type of carpet that will run. So I just need, we need to pass a resolution tonight to, I'll make a resolution for it.
I can tell you where you guys are.
Where are at?
17064?
Six, no, we just did 62, so it'll be 63.
Okay. We're good. Go ahead.
Is that, that's for the whole area?
That's for everything.
Everything.
Make a motion, pass resolution 17063, not to exceed $1,300, Circuit 1, to recording and hearing the carpet.
To exceed.
And that warranty starts over then, with the new carpet, so we start with the new warranty.
Not to exceed, how much, how many?
Not to exceed 1,300. I think it's going on to be 12.
Okay.
For 13, cover.
I'll need a second, please.
I'll second.
John?
Yes.
Don?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Thank you, gentlemen.
If I get new colors, if we get new colors, I'll let everybody take a look at them, we'll take a choice.
Well, that brown one from the 70s, we can throw it away.
Looks like baby poo.
If you guys got in here, I'd go with the darker color.
Okay, that's,
When did they say they'd have the other samples done?
Yeah. Whenever he gets a truck in.
New truck?
He bought a truckload, so I don't know until I get the truckload. Well, I'm at, I got a couple of things here.
Oh, okay. Turn back the page.
I got a 4 year old.
The tax, I think I mentioned this before, but the tax on the Havenwood Park, that we made a resolution to pass up to $5,000 or $6,000. I told you I thought it would be no tax. We didn't know anything. Here is the form that we owe zero.
All the tax right. For, thank you. No, I knew if I passed it on to you.
There is no tax on that property.
No tax. Thank you very much.
Here's the paperwork I have to turn in for this. Now, this will be tax exempt from now on as Franklin Township. This couldn't be turned in until after the first of the year, so this here has to be turned in now. So
okay.
I'll take care of getting this turned in.
Thank you so much,
so,
sir.
I
have my good faith in you.
I think that's all I had that I can remember.
Okay. The secretary, we already passed the resolution for that.
Ralph, thank you. What about this I-71 exchange down
here? Yeah, it's
for having a meeting.
Yeah, there'll be a meeting. Anyone that's interested in coming, will be at Franklin Woods Intermediate School, whatever that is. Let me find the address here.
Franklin Woods?
Franklin Woods, uh-huh.
Is that an elementary school?
Yeah, I think it's like 18-something Finland Avenue.
Yeah, I don't think that's
the last one.
You mean Parker Verizon?
Yeah, this is...
Yeah, you know, Franklin Woods.
If everyone is, I'm sure everyone is familiar with 71 Frank Road Interchange and all the issues that's been down there and the dirt and filth and everything in the world for so many years. Anyway, on Wednesday, February the 15th, which is next Wednesday, I guess, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it is.
Yeah, from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. at Franklin Woods Intermediate School, 1831 Finland Avenue. The meeting will be an open house format. The public may attend at any time during the open house to view exhibits and ask any questions of the project team. No formal presentation will be given. Okay. Anyway, this is all under the Ohio Department of Transportation, ODOT. And essentially what you're going to do is have community input and to any changes or what the improvements should be and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Down in that area, so, you know, and for the area down here and the cleanup and everything that's been talked about for a long time, I think people should be quite interested in this. So anyone that wants to attend that meeting, it be, well, next Wednesday evening at 5, between 5 and 7.
Is that just for the 71 interstate, or is that?
That's for the interchange only down
okay,
there.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. That whole.
Okay.
It's going to encompass, you know, Jackson Pike and all of, you know, the,
right.
Yeah, and all that area. So.
Okay.
That's really going to affect a lot of people, especially coming out of
north and south.
Yep.
North. Is any of that in township property?
Okay. No.
Some of it is, yeah.
Some of it is.
Some of that is.
Okay.
All right.
And the only other thing is she wants me to keep everybody reminded on
spring cleanup.
On spring cleanup.
Spring cleanup. We'll be having medicine. You got to have a date here for you. That's taking in medicine,
April.
Tires. We're not going to take in trash because we had a dumpster out here before and we didn't do anything, but I think we had our biggest thing was on tires. We'll probably have another e-drive to where people can bring in computers and stuff like that, maybe, and medicine. Does she have a date on there?
It's 29th of April.
29th of April. Okay.
Is there any way of getting like dumpsters out to the neighborhoods where people actually will go maybe get enthused and clean up their yards?
Well, we haven't done that.
No.
Yeah,
Robin, did we do that?
Might be
what
something
time
to consider.
Right back?
I mean, it would probably get some people to clean up their homes around the area. Right. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I thought a little about that.
It's been talked about.
It's a good idea.
It's kind of a hard thing to police, is what it is. When you get them put out there in the neighborhoods and you have
stick
to.
Stick that son of a bitch right across the street from my house, I'll police it.
Yeah. Yeah. Does that more include paint, too?
I'm sorry?
Does cleanup, does that more include paint?
I don't know whether or not we will be taking what, and they consider that hazardous material. I think that what they do
I don't
is they've
think
got,
we've ever done it in the past.
They actually have, and I can get the information for you, they actually have places that are set up where you can take out at any time and just drop it off.
You know, the best thing you can do for paint, best thing you can do for paint is just take the lid off.
Let them dry
and
it will dry
out.
Well, yeah, I've also heard put cat litter in it too when they said our trash company will take it.
Right. When I had a woodworking shop, I used to fill it full sawdust and throw it out. Same thing. So, but anyhow, that's coming up. And like I said, if you put it in front of houses and people will throw in computers, tires, and everything else.
Yeah, everybody just puts a lot of their own household trash into it. It's just a hard thing, Jamie, to get out there and where you got a whole bunch of people.
And I do have one other thing. We need to change our March 9th meeting. There's a township, Franklin County, and Board of Health Township meeting combined on Thursday, March 9th. And that's pretty much the... They pretty much require the townships to be there because it's a Board of Health and a county organization both. And just to let you guys know about it, we need to get Melissa. Fact is, Melissa put this in there, but we can just let her, Jim. We can just let her take this tomorrow and let her get the names of anybody
March
that wants to go.
March 9th.
I've already set my hours.
Do you want to move it to March 8th?
March the 8th. Is that a good day?
That's fine.
Is that a Wednesday?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Wednesday or Thursday, either one's fine.
Okay.
Wednesday's good.
We're going to change it to Wednesday.
March.
March the 8th.
March
8th. And that'll be our regular time at 6:30?
6:30.
Everybody's good with that?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Meeting's been changed.
Okay.
I don't have anything else. Any questions from the audience? Anybody got anything from the audience?
I do. With all the construction equipment and stuff back here in the woods behind my mom's house, due to all that, we're getting the rodents. Something severe. Is there any way that we can get some kind of help from the health department or something to bring out some kind of poison? It's getting bad.
Have you contacted the health department?
Pardon me? Yeah, I've called the health department. I've also called it because it's a swamp area back there in the summertime. You go out in my backyard in the summertime, you get ate up by mosquitoes like you wouldn't believe. It doesn't seem like I can get anything done.
Jamie, what's your last name?
Price.
Thank you, sir.
One thing that I can say is Ralph and I have been working with
the railroad.
Can I have your address, please? And we already have our contact people there within the railroad that we've talked to, and they have already pretty much committed to coming down into... It's where that old alley used to be that they say, you know, it's a right of way. We have a little section, and you're absolutely correct, and behind your house right there. But where all the water is standing, it's like if you were to take that alley and drop over the edge into that drainage ditch,
we stop here. We have nothing to do with down here. Now, we went in there and actually cleaned a road department, even back when Mr. Johnson was in office. We went down through there, and we cleaned a bunch of stuff out of that drainage ditch. It's all the way down through there. But we've already been in contact with the railroad right. department. It's changed. The railroad's changed hands. We've now started working with somebody different.
Right.
And they're talking about, they talked about coming in this spring sometime. Mm-hmm. And they're going to be cleaning out both sides all the way down through this. So
the metro
parks
are taking care of that this year.
On the other side.
That's what I'm talking about. It's on the other side.
Yeah, and that's out of our.
Right, but they're coming through there with all their construction equipment and stuff, and it's moving the rodents towards the homes.
Yeah, what you had over there as well recently was the Friends of the Hilltop and some other people had done a massive cleanup across the ditch there, Jamie, you know, and
at, across the tracks, you mean?
Yeah. So that got cleaned up all in that area, but now I've worked over there with Jim and I both with the railroad company there, and I don't even know if I told you this, but what I was able to do last fall there and it was to get an extra mosquito spraying in there. So we actually had two mosquito sprayings. I worked that through the health department.
Yeah.
And the manager there at the railroad company, Camp Chase Railroad or whatever that is, had committed to cleaning up all that ditch there and you know, cutting out the brush and stuff like that. I didn't know that, you know, that the area that I was in was on east of, you know, where you live there, back down east of you. And I had them all back in there spraying. I don't know if it helped.
Yeah,
the mosquito.
It's a swamp area. Right, it's a swamp area.
Yeah, I know it is.
You guys come back through and tell those people, hey, you guys are getting out here. You guys.
I couldn't believe all that. Y'all cleaned it up. Well, now they're back. Yeah.
I mean, the homeless are back there. The needles are back. We had a homeless camp caught on fire behind my property. As that was being put out by the fire department on down the way, another one got caught on fire, and the guy come out of the woods and walked right past everybody. He should have been stopped, questioned, and charged with arson.
Yeah.
Your fireman had to go out there, which could have been taking him from saving someone else's life. The guy come right out where the second fire started at, they just let him walk on past.
Well, it's a major issue over there. There's no question.
There's piles of trash back there. Yeah, there's homeless people.
I rode that trail a couple of weeks ago when the weather was nice on the Sunday afternoon, and there's trash back through there now where there's clothing and there's still a camp back in there.
Yes,
but that's on city property.
I was saying that's all on city property.
That's all on city. And they've dug a few ponds and they've started to landscape, put in some trees too. So you're going to have to deal with the ponds and hopefully, you know, they'll treat those.
Well, I mean, it don't be much good when you got 30 homeless people in back here doing heroin and trash in the woods.
There again, it's all the city of Columbus.
Who do I contact with the city of Columbus?
Contact the city of Columbus.
The health department.
Let me get you some information there, and I'll drop you off out there.
In that area, in the hilltop area, and over where you live, such as. Well, there's all kinds of service clubs, and just have them,
come in and clean up.
Like a highway, have cleanup days.
But it won't do no good if the homeless are still in there. I mean, they trash it right back out.
If you get enough people back in there, the homeless will pick up and go elsewhere.
They will.
Hopefully they will.
Well, with it being a city park, you think that they would chase them out there and keep them out there?
Yeah.
You
know, of course, they haven't opened it up really officially.
When I call them, they want to dispatch out township with them to go into the city. I'm like, this is a city problem.
You need to make your contacts through the city. And
yeah, I'll get him some numbers there to follow
there's
up.
There's no other, any other questions?
I'm having an issue with John's talking about that alley goes around there and stuff. The fence line to the house doesn't go all the way down back through there. There's actually gates so that they can go in and out the back gate. We're having issues with people parking in that area, blocking that. How do we go about getting that resolved? What kind of signs can we get up there? And if it continues getting these people towed so these people can enter in and out their gate?
In the alley?
Well, the alley goes around that Jim's talking about, the half alley. Well, the property there at 3591, the corner property, goes around with that alley. But the fence is set back this way where you still have grassy area between the alley all the way back, which is still the property, because the fence doesn't go all the way back. But there's gates to open and close so they can pull in or out if they want to. Well, people around here think that's a parking lot and just park in on their property.
Right.
So, well, if it's township property.
It is town.
No, it's
3591's property. It's their property, okay? But people are parking in the grass area of that property.
I would say get a sign that says no private property.
Well,
will be towed, and start having them towed.
What option do we have to enforce that once we get that sign put up?
Which alley are you talking about?
The little short alley right there,
next
by 3591, right there, coming off Ball and going back in there.
Well, yeah. It goes back and dead ends into the railroad tracks and it turns to the right and it just
goes down to the hole.
Just goes down a couple
down
doors.
Yeah.
Okay, very corner house.
Yeah.
Okay. The privacy fence, you know how it goes back?
Correct.
And then it cuts in?
Correct.
Okay, and then you have gates in the middle of that that opens and closes.
On his privacy fence.
Yeah, on the back side of on the back side, like the railroad tracks running parallel with the railroad mm-hmm. tracks. That grassy area between the alley and where those gates are, which is still the property, is where people are parking.
Really isn't a whole lot of room in here for them.
No, not a lot.
Well, they do.
Well, I mean, and that's just something. In all honesty, when you come down Volney and you go down and you go past where Harding goes off to your right and you go around the curb, which is what you're talking about.
Right.
That's township roadway until,
right.
I mean, where
the roadway,
where
but the grass area to the house is the property.
Yeah. So that actually falls on the property owner because it's
right.
outside the right-of-way. So it would be the property owner that would be able, property owner would have to be the one that would have to institute.
Would that be considered their driveway or no?
No, that's not a driveway back there.
It's the actual property.
But it's okay. The
and they
to
have
the
double gates that open so that if they do want to pull in or out, they can.
You know, that,
where
that's kind of
parking and going.
Who knows?
A couple doors down, next door, all around.
Selling dope to the homeless people. I mean, we get a lot of that.
I mean, it just
there.
Varies. I mean, you'll catch, you know, one to two, three cars parked in that little area.
Right.
And they can't, you know, they don't have access. I mean, even when in summertime when they go try to cut grass, yeah. there's cars somewhere parked there.
You can sign a contract with Rod and James Towing. What they do is they put a sign up.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you see a car there, you can contact them, and they will come and tow it, and it's paid for by the owner's expense. So Rod and James makes their money from towing cars.
Yep.
Most places you pull in, like a restaurant and things like that, they have that signed up.
If it's on private property.
Well, yeah, it's the property itself.
Right.
I correct myself on something. I've had to go back here now and measure that right away. I don't know how many different times. You know, we had a couple different trustees even meet me back here. We've measured that right away. Their right away goes, once again, like I was telling you, when you got the road and it drops down into the ditch, it starts there and goes to the fence. Now that I'm sitting there thinking about that. That fence area where you got just a little bit of grass right there along that fence.
Okay, so you're telling me every neighbor's beyond their property, except
well,
for that one?
I don't know how I really need to answer this one. That alley, I'm going to take you back 30 years ago. That alley was what they considered dedicated unimproved. The road department back at that time, way before my time, they did not understand what dedicated unimproved was. A dedicated unimproved alley is actually, it's a dedicated alley, but it's not paved. It could be gravel. Earth, they let it grow up. Well, as it started growing up, there was a lot of people, and there's a lot of residents down along Harding that have extended fences now out into that area. There's even garages built on that alley.
build on property that's actually not theirs, really.
Well, yeah, but it was just, it's yeah. You can't really put much fault on anybody.
No, I'm not suggesting that.
That area where you're talking about, I'm going to go up there with Byron. Yeah. Oh. Then your grass is just going to get this high because I'm not going to go back in with a mower.
Well, I mean, that's their property, and now you're trying to say it's not their property when everybody else comes down that way. How are they supposed to get in and out for gates?
Don't the property line stop at the
That roadway, it's an alley. It even shows it on the map. It's an alley that goes around that corner,
right.
And then a pavement stopped.
But I'm talking about there. The north side of the alley.
The north side of the alley where the people have the double gates. Our right of way, and off the top of my head, I don't know exactly what that distance is, but I think our right of way, many times we've been up there and measured it, and I think Don, you were up with me one time when I did measure, it goes from the hump where it goes down into that ditch, because a lot of people wanted us cleaning that ditch out, fixing the ditch, but we can't do that. Ralph, you've been up there too.
Yeah.
We measure over, the right of way stops just south of the fence. They can't have the fence right on the right-of-way line.
Okay. That fence doesn't go all the way to the alley like the other ones, though. That fence is set back probably 20 foot.
Okay, then that's going to fall on the property owner. If they're parking in that grass,
right.
Then that's on a property owner. I guess what I was trying to do is help you from here.
Right.
I was trying to help you out. And if they were sitting out into the out into that alley area, that's where Byron and I were going to go up there and take a look at it.
It's probably back this way is what I'm saying. But please do go out there and mark it so that I know and they know.
Oh, yeah.
Where we can, you know, so we know how to,
if
the right
parking,
way and wrong way to do this with the parking.
I was trying to help you out here, trying to think of another option to do it, to make it work.
Well, I meant.
And I'll go out and be more than happy. You'll see some nice little green and white paint all over the place out through there, and I'll mark it right away. If they're parking in our right of way, they won't be. If they're parking in your grass, it's on you.
Okay, but we can get it enforced, though.
Just need to get a sign. You've got to have a sign.
I know, I understand that, but yeah. I'm just trying to see what option we need.
And you do have fences that's going way beyond their legal property boundary.
I'm one of them people that wants to come in here and talk to whoever. Right. It was Jim, and he said, because we've taken care of it for 40 years.
Exactly.
He says, hey, if you guys are cleaning it up, you're taking care of it, you guys go ahead.
And there's other areas of the township that have same issues.
Well, I can't give anybody permission to build it.
Somebody told Mom, go ahead and do what they wanted. We've taken care of it for 40 years.
Never be used for anything else.
This is one thing, building a building on is another.
But the thing is, you guys said only way that we can give you that property is if everybody agreed to it.
Right. Everybody all the way down Harding, in order to annex that out, or to, I should say, give it to you guys.
Right.
Everybody would have to
say yes.
Say yes. If one person says no.
I'm under that. I already know all that. But I'm saying is, why can't you go from where the alley, you guys stop paving it or stop graveling it, stop dirting it, whatever. Why can't you go from that point that way and see how many people want it? Versus, because the people that's got, Joe Holt will never agree to that because he's got a garage behind his property.
I think it has to do with the state laws, really, Jamie. It has to be street address, a given area.
Right, but I'm saying that
and I believe
got,
that
this gentleman's got a garage back here. He's right. Never going to agree to giving up his property because he won't have access to his garage if somebody says, hey, you pissed me off, you ain't going to your garage anymore. Right.
Trustee Guyton and I checked into this because this was one of the first things that Tim had me looking into when I first started here because we actually have a lot of alleys like this. We got a bunch of them up in the money back area. It turned into what it was going to end up being was more of a headache than anything.
Yeah.
Jamie, where that road comes around to the corner and stops, like what you're talking about, where the pavement stops.
That's behind the whole house.
Okay. That's not where it would have to start. We'd have to come all the way back to where Balney stops and the alley comes around the corner. Start there. Every homeowner all the way down the road would have to be in agreement. If we made it all the way down to where the new church is at, it's down there, and the very last homeowner at the end said, no, it's off the table for everybody.
So basically, you would be giving them what, the property to?
It would go right out to where the ditch falls in.
You'd be giving it to the homeowner.
Because you'd have three houses blocking.
And I've walked that because we've actually went down there and cleaned that ditch. We've had backup right down the road from your mom's. 3 years ago, we had such major flooding in that area.
I know, I was going through my backyard.
Well, what was happening was, as the water, and to look at the drainage in that area, you would not believe how it runs. You would think everything should run towards Broad Street. It doesn't. It comes back and runs back towards the open ditch behind your house.
Right.
There was so much blockage in that ditch, it couldn't flow. So what happened? Everything started flying back the other direction where we had all the flooding right down the road from your house. It was all over back in there, even further down.
That's when we had them covers on our drains.
Yep. So we went in there. Now, granted, we're working out of our right-of-way, where we're not allowed to be, but you're our residents, and your problem, we needed to find a resolve to. So we actually, I think at that time, we hauled out probably dozen mattresses and all kinds of stuff that have been done back here.
I'm about ready to adjourn here.
I didn't miss it. Well, the one people down the street that on the big yard, the water actually comes through and goes down under the ditch.
There's a 36.
There's so much trash out there, there's tires out there. It's cut off the rims. I mean, they throw a lot of trash out there and there ain't been nobody nothing to them about it. And it's actually on council property. Some of the trash they did go over.
Are there no other questions?
Yeah, I was just real quickly. Mentioned the 70 along there at the money back, that fence. If we could see if ODOT, last year you cut the other side.
You just asked me about that. I said I'd check it.
Okay.
No other questions from the audience? We'll make a motion to adjourn.
I need a second. John?
Coming on
John?
Yes.
Don?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Thank you, gentlemen. Oh.